Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The American Lung Association's 2016 State of the Air report just came out, and it found that 166 million Americans are at risk from unhealthy air. The American Lung Association's annual report ranks major metropolitan areas throughout the U.S. on its air quality. The report found that 52% of Americans are living with year-round effects of increased exposure to ozone and particle pollution. Some locals are even experiencing cyclical spikes in pollution levels resulting from weather patterns and events that include wildfires. I mean, we are seeing crazy weather all over the country. Free radicals are pollutants that enter the body by a variety of avenues, and humans manufacture natural antioxidants that neutralize these free radicals. However, if the number of free radicals overwhelms the body's ability to successfully combat them, then oxidative stress can occur, resulting in cellular damage, and the signs of aging and things start to appear. So no city is safe from air pollution. The top five cities with the highest level of year-round pollutants are Bakersfield, California, Visalia, Porterville, Hanford, California, Fresno, Los Angeles, and El Centro, all in California. The top five cities with the most short-term particle pollution are, again, the top three are in California. Then there's Fairbanks, Alaska. Isn't that interesting? And Salt Lake City. So you wonder why some of that is happening, but let's talk about some of the cleaner ones too. And we're going to get more into this state of the air report because I think it's really important. And you know, as I go through some of the healthiest cities and the fittest cities from the American College of Sports Medicine with you, I'm going to always talk about these reports as they come out because I think that they are very important. The American Fitness Index, I think, is just a fantastic one. So, you know, these are all ones that we talk about because it helps determine what's going on in your community. So now the cleanest cities for ozone and air pollution: Bellingham, Washington; Bend, Redmond, Oregon; Bismarck, North Dakota; Brownville, Harlingen; and Redmondville, Texas. So that's your top five. And then the cleanest cities for particle pollution: Farmington, again, Cheyenne, Casper, Wyoming, and one of the Hawaiis, Urban Honolulu, Hawaii. So that's interesting to me. But you would think that these sort of out in the open places would be the cleanest cities for pollution, ozone, and particle pollution. And then, you know, even Albany, Schenectady in New York is one of the cleanest cities for short-term particle pollution. So Asheville, North Carolina, third in that list. So they've got their whole list. And what you can do is look at these lists, determine where your city is, and find out what you can do about it, because there are things. And then they also, you know, give you ways from the American Lung Association of reducing your risk. So if the ozone is high where you live, you know, you need to maybe stay out of the sun, stay indoors when the ozone layers are high. And you can always find out about that at lung.org. You can go there and find out when, and even your local communities usually have weather alert reports about ozone action days and things. So if you are somebody who suffers from asthma or allergies, those are the kinds of things you do need to look out for. And if you have pollution in your air and particle pollution, then you want to be somebody who looks into good air filters and air conditioning systems and keeping your windows closed and pollutants on your pillows. And, you know, this is mostly in the air, but there's pollutants all around. And these are all endocrine disruptors that can really mess with your system. So it's kind of interesting. And you can go to lung.org to find out more about their State of the Air 2016 report. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay well.